B'tachan for life, Shir 1761, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Emor. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored, Lila Nishmas, Rivka Bas Azriel Yehuda, whose yahrzeit is today. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all the listeners should be'ezer Hashem send her an Ilui Neshama, and she should be Zeiche to a Lichtig Gan Eden. We are discussing that the Michtam Eliyahu writes that his shtadlus doesn't just not help, but it hinders, or it should hinder, the outcome because it covers over Kvayt Shemayim. Now let's explain where this attitude is relevant. The purpose of Bitachon is Menuchas HaNefesh. Smicha means to lean on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be dependent on the Rabbeinu Shlalom. How are you going to attain smicha? By understanding that your actions are worthless. By understanding that really what should have been is that your actions should harm the outcome and not help it. Because the purpose of this world is kvayt shemayim, like the Michtam Eliyahu writes. So let's take, for example, a person loses a client. He gets frustrated, he gets nervous. If you take a step back and say, one second, nothing's changing. My parnasa is staying the same. I just right now don't have the ability to do that hishtadlus. And maybe I should try to find other hishtadlus. But right now, I don't have that ability to do that hishtadlus. So what happened? Nothing. The Rebbeinu Shlom took away my opportunity of hishtadlus. That's it. But if I understand that hishtadlus is really the opposite of kvayt shemayim, and I understand that when I lose an opportunity to do ishtadlus, it means absolutely nothing. And I tell that to myself. And I try to strengthen myself to get a little bit of a taste of Rav Chanina ben Daisa and Moshe Rabbeinu that the Michtam Eliyahu spoke about. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to live in Shemayim without any food because to him it was all the same. Rav Chanina ben Daisa had open nisim that happened to him because he had the same attitude. If I could develop that attitude, perhaps I'll be able to get the parnasa without doing any more hishtadlus at all. Obviously, a person has to make sure he's doing enough hishtadlus, like we mentioned many times. But the more we drive home the idea that the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlom took away a form of hishtadlus from me does not mean anything in regard to the outcome. There's no reason to get nervous. There's no reason to get stressed. Nothing happened. I'm relying on the Rebbeinu Shlalom. I'm dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he gives me an opportunity to do hishtadlus, I'll take it. And if he doesn't, that's also fine. He's sending me my parnasa regardless. He wants me to do hishtadlus, but I can only do it if he allows me to do it. Obviously, I'm going to look for other forms of hishtadlus, because that's proper hishtadlus. But stressed? I have nothing to be stressed about. The Rebbeinu Shlom sending me the parnosa, the health, the children, whatever we're discussing, the shidduch, whatever it is, the hishtadlus is not helping it. That's the attitude towards hishtadlus.